It is time for Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. Folks, I tell you this practically every week, but this time it is almost ridiculous. I have a 5-inch column of tiny writing, mine, on what's going on tomorrow. Today is just 3 inches. So get ready. We have a very full show, and then hopefully I'll be able to name off all the other goodies that are happening. Going to start right out. Well, first, I do want to make a dedication because I'm sure many of you are aware, but perhaps not all, that today is Fossil Fuel Divestment, Global Divestment Day. And one of the quotes I read, since it's Valentine's Day coming and, you know, all kinds of things happen with the heart, this is a great time to break up with fossil fuels. There are 400 events spanning 48 countries and 6 continents. Yeah, and you can check that out on the web, I'm sure. I also want to send this out to Wayne for Rifuah Shlema, much healing, and to all of us and to you who need healing, and to Jane and Jim. Thanks, folks. Some music from my first guests. Well, they're not going to be singing. I asked them, but they said no. It's the Memphis Boys. And we have the Seaside Jazz Festival coming up next weekend. Have a listen. Thanks for being here, everybody.
They're singing all night, drinking wine, sporty hoda, drinking wine. Wine, sporty hoda, drinking wine. Wine, sporty hoda, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. You can buy by the gallon and buy by the quart. You buy blackberry, you're doing things small. You knock it down the windows and tear it down doors. Drunk, 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 keep us screaming for more. Drinking wine, sporty hoda, drinking wine. Wine, sporty hoda, drinking wine. Wine, sporty hoda, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. Yeah!
You want to just get up and dance. And you'll be able to do that. Get up and dance, or you can just sit around and listen. Tap your feet, or however you want to celebrate. I have two guests. I better turn that off because I can't sit still. Do you hear that piano going? Woo! All right. It is time for the Seaside Jazz Festival, the 32nd annual Seaside Jazz Festival. It has morphed a little bit, so the name got a bit of a change, but it's the same fabulous festival. And my guests are Ruth Johnson, who comes every year, thank you very much, and Judy Shook. Welcome. And they are the co-directors of the Seaside Jazz Festival this year. So welcome to both of you.
Well, thank you, Carol, and thank you for having us again.
Oh, you bet. It's I love that you have kept this going. How long have you been involved in it?
Well, actually, as a volunteer, I started the second year that it was formed, but I was just checking badges at the door at that time.
Just checking badges. Did you ever envision you would be in charge of the whole thing?
Never.
How about you, Judy? Have you also been?
Yeah, probably
from
30
the
years. Yeah.
Wow. You're as bad as the KMUN volunteers. Yeah. Once you get hooked, you can't let go. Right. And some people think, well, it's just once a year, but little do they know how much planning goes in.
We pretty much work all year long on this event. We start planning. Actually, we'll start talking about next year, within just before the festival starts, probably.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because we'll want to invite some of the bands that are here this year back for next year. And the sooner that you get them lined up, the better.
Okay, so let's tell folks, I think I said there were 12 bands, is that right?
That's correct.
Five venues. Now, some of these 12 bands have been here before, many of them.
Yes, off and on over the years, I think all except the Mardi Gras band, which is coming out of Portland this year, have been here at some point in the last 32 years.
And they come from where?
Oh, we have musicians that are coming from Connecticut and from Florida, Missouri, California, Seattle. They come from all over.
Wonderful. That's
Canada.
Canada,
we have a band coming from Canada.
And then aren't you going to have our local young people as well, Seaside?
Yes. The Seaside High School Jazz Band will be playing a set on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Convention Center.
Nice.
And then they're going to transition over to the big stage in the main hall at the Convention Center, and they will open the closing ceremony, which at our closing, we will have five bands that will kind of rotate on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will kick off the closing on Sunday afternoon.
I love the idea of bringing the young people in and mixing them up with these professionals and giving them a very clear taste of how the arts can last you for a lifetime. Because the age range is quite extensive, isn't it, with these?
It certainly is. Dave Bennett, who you just heard on the piano, is in his 30s. And we have band members that are in their 80s. So And some of these band people that are coming, like the members of High Sierra, they were in their 30s and 40s when they started, but that was 40 years ago.
Right.
So do the math.
Yeah, I remember them. Yeah. So that was Dave Bennett and the Memphis Speed Kings. And where are they coming from, Memphis? No.
Dave. Dave Bennett is from Michigan, and Hal Smith, the drummer in that band, is coming from Arkansas, and then the bass player and the guitar player are coming up from California. So they come from all over.
Okay,
but Dave Bennett, people may remember him. He is a clarinet player, actually, and he was at the Schnitz in January and did a Benny Goodman concert. So he does the piano on the side.
On the side, right. And he might even have a day job, although he may be a full-time musician.
He is a full-time musician.
And he's
self-taught.
Really?
For one thing. He also now plays the guitar, of course, the piano, drums.
And a clarinet.
And
a
clarinet,
One of those people, huh? Well, it's very handy to have around in case one of the other bands loses somebody. They can just call him over. Of course, he'll probably be. Why don't you tell, I was just going to say, but I'll let you tell. How does this work? You've got five venues. Am I right? Three of them are in the Convention Center?
That's correct.
Okay. And how does it work if you've got 12 bands and 5 venues? Who does the scheduling? That is a bear.
Yes, it is. Judy and I worked, about 6 weeks on the schedule.
That is. I know how hard that is.
Many hours.
Yeah.
Well, and we kind of have our criteria where on Saturday we try not to play the same band in the same venue twice. We don't do back-to-back sets. We make sure that every band plays every venue at least once throughout the weekend. So you were asking how it works. Every band rotates. They play for an hour and 10 minutes, and then they usually will have a break, and then they will play at a different venue an hour later or 2 hours later.
It's nice of you to give them a break.
Well, and I hope they appreciate it, because we work hard to make
sure
that happens.
You know, this festival started the same time KMU ended. We were celebrating our 32nd end of our 32nd year in April, and it used to be at the very beginning, it was in Astoria and Seaside, as many of the old-timers remember, and we broadcast it, and that was so fun, and then it moved to Seaside, and that became impossible for us, but it's just fabulous. You've kept it going. So what do people have to do? Let's get the logistics out of the way here. What do people have to do to go, to be part of this?
There's a badge, mm-hmm. and we do sell individuals on Friday, Saturday, if they only want one day. Many of our attendees buy the 3-day badge, which
is a good deal.
It's a very good deal for that many hours of music. Mm-hmm. They can go to any venue with that badge.
And you, I read somewhere that a very large percentage of the people are actually out-of-towners.
Most of them.
Most of them. So this is a real boon for the economy of our little, just remember, the arts is good for the economy.
Yes, they are.
It is.
And it bucks everybody up. So festivals like this go on, what, all over the country or on the West Coast? What?
No, actually, they go on not just in the United States, but also in Europe. The jazz festivals are really big in England and in Scotland. And Ivory and Gold, which is a band that will be attending our festival, play in England 2 or 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these bands play on cruises, so they are cruising. There was a couple of the bands just got back from a cruise to Hawaii where they actually cruised over and back.
Oh, my.
So nice. Yeah, it's enough to make you wish you could play the clarinet, right?
Yeah, for sure. And so they have, talk about scheduling, they also have to schedule. Well, do you coordinate with other venues in the country, at least, let's start, in terms of having these festivals?
Yes, other festivals. You try not to have your festival at the same weekend. Mm-hmm. And since we're having ours in February, most of the festivals happen when the weather's a little better. But they, some of them are outdoors. The California festivals are outdoors. And I think the Bix Beiderbecke Festival is an
park,
outdoor.
I think they have some inside venues.
And it's in July.
Outside.
Yeah, but you know, even in the summer, we wouldn't dare have an outdoor 3-day festival.
No, I wouldn't plan one.
I mean, and of course, that year would be the perfect year, as is the weather today, 60 degrees, but who can tell?
So
the instrumentation used to be called the Dixieland Jazz Festival, is that right?
Yes, it was. It was. And a lot, when the festival first started, it was all traditional New Orleans type jazz. But over the years, it's morphed, and we still have several of those, that type of music. But we also, if you listen to Dave Bennett, can hear that we've kind of spread our wings a bit and have grown.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very exciting. And where the website? What's the website? Is there?
www.jazzseaside.com.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
And when you go into that website and you click on the performers, then you can click on each band and actually listen to some of their music. So you can pick out your favorite band before you ever get there.
Right. And the schedule must be on there as well.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Because I'm looking at it right here. And You're amazing to have pulled this together. I know how difficult that can be. So it starts on Friday. That is a week from today, 3 p.m. Oh, look, Tom Rigney is playing right off the bat. Oh, but I'll be doing my show. I won't be there.
Oh, and with Bob Draga, if you remember Bob Draga, he's been coming here for years.
Wow, that's going to be incredible. And that's at the Convention Center. Oh, these are different rooms, the Pacific and the Neconicum, and then the Riverview. Are any of those three the big space?
Yes, the
Pacific room is the big one.
Pacific is the big one. Yeah. That's where he is, yeah. And then also the Shiloh Oceanfront and the Elks. How do people get to the Shiloh and the Elks? Do you have something going on?
Yes, we do. We have a free shuttle that will operate during festival hours. And it's not like calling a taxi, but the shuttle will take you to the different venues. So if you've got a good parking spot you don't want to give up,
right,
just get on the shuttle and ride around, and it will go to the Elks, the Shiloh, and to the Convention Center.
And it just goes all day.
Yes.
Which is an excellent idea, because then, really, you don't want to be trying to find parking spots and stuff. This is,
miss half a set.
Right, exactly, in Seaside. But also, it's kind of luxurious to have, and they know where to go. You know, not all of us do.
And
so.
And they drive you right up to the front door and let you off. So
lovely.
That's really better than driving.
And there are snacks or real food or what is available?
They have the cafeteria there that's at the Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
And a variety of things from hamburger and fries, chicken and fries, mm-hmm. baked potato. All the sites have food there. The Elks, women of the Elks provide very good food.
Oh, okay.
As well as the
this
the
is
Shiloh.
All for purchase.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
what,
and the Shiloh.
Are there drinks there as well? Or?
Yes. Yes. Beverages at all the venues.
Well, let's see. We played, what did we play? We played a wine song. Are they selling wine there?
Oh, of course.
Oh, of course. Good. And beer, no doubt.
And beer.
I have a beer song coming up. So.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that is 3 until 10-ish. On Friday. Mm-hmm. And I see that Tom Rigney, again, with Flambeau, his band that wiped us all out that first time, are closing up at the Elks on Friday. And then Saturday is 10 a.m. till 11-ish p.m. And it goes... Are there any breaks?
No.
No.
You can do this. You can just be musicked out the whole time. And there are some fantastic dancers there, and there are others who just sit and listen and visit with old friends and stuff. And then on Sunday you start off with,
our gospel. We
mm-hmm.
will have two of them, one in the Neconicum room and one in the Pacific room, both at the Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 9:30. And there will be an offering taken, and we will be splitting the offering this year between the South County Food Bank and the Head Start.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Every year you give it to a different...
Yes, we do.
Yeah, excellent. And that goes till... you said the closing ceremony starts at 3 at the Convention Center in the big room.
Yes. At 3 o'clock on Sunday,
right.
The big room is the only place there will be music.
Right.
We're winding down.
And then you take, I hope, a couple of weeks off to relax.
Not
so much. Fabulous. The 32nd Annual Seaside Jazz Festival, presented by the Lighthouse Jazz Society. And this is, just mention the Thursday night thing.
Oh, yes. We are doing a special kickoff party on Thursday night at the Seaside Elks, and that will be with Dave Bennett and the Memphis Speed Kings. The doors open at 6, and the music starts at 7. So this is kind of a little special side event that we do because so many people come into town early for the festival and are looking for something to do, and so we are going to have something for them to do.
Excellent. So go to the website jazzseaside.com and you can get all this information, and it is a very exciting festival. Thank you so much, my guests, Ruth Johnson and Judy Shook, the co-directors, the brave and courageous and hardworking, that's for sure. Seaside Jazz Festival next weekend. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you,
Carol, for having us.
Okay. And I've got some music now from a couple who are going to be at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center tomorrow. This is Elizabeth Nicholson and Bob Soper. Have a listen. It's they've been here before, and they are quite a treat. 7 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks for being here, folks. This is Coast Community Radio. The music of Elizabeth Nicholson and Bob Soper, and they are going to be at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center tomorrow, 7 p.m., and that's in Long Beach. Huh. I think that was the beer song, folks, so I hope you could tell. Anyway, we have two more women. This seems to be a day for that. These two women are creating total magic at Gala Hipfish on Marine Drive between 10th and 11th. And they are going to be, I walked in there and the place just exploded for me, or my brain exploded or something, because it was so rich. There's gorgeous things on the walls, but there's all kinds of things still being created. Installation they're doing with wall pieces, and they have theater background, and they'll be doing some performance tomorrow night as well. So I'm going to let you, I'll give you the name of the official name of the show, Fish Out of Water, Year of the Doll Sheep. That's D-A-L-L. And the sideline that I liked was fishtail adaptation of the Chinese lunar zodiac. So, and they're just packing it all in, actually, because we've got the Lunar New Year, and we've got Valentine's, and we've got Fisher Poets, and my guests Robin Rosemond and Carrie Glass are here to tell you who they are and what they're doing. So welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
You
Thanks,
bet.
Carol.
And this is your first time on KMUN, Coast
yes, ma'am.
Community Radio.
Yes.
And have you been on radio before?
Yes.
Yes, once.
Okay, both of you. Okay.
Well, I used to have a show in Portland, a talk show.
On?
KKEY.
Okay.
Before it was, you know, when it was on Burnside in the little triangular building, if you remember,
yes,
back in the day.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun. So we've got a radio person, but they are Coast Community Radio virgins. Not radio
yes.
virgins, but Coast Community.
Yes, okay. I'm a big fan of radio, all radio.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're a fan of a lot of things, though.
I am. I'm not much of a hater, really. It gets so exhausting.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs to expend energy on that? But expend energy they are doing. I'm delighted that you managed to get over here. I was afraid you weren't going to be able to make it out of that place. You have so many gorgeous things going on, and you're still weaving and pasting and creating animals and wearable art. So tell us, one at a time, who are you? Where do you live? How does it come that you collaborate on a show like this? Have you been working on this together for a while, or?
Yeah, I'll let Kari begin.
Well, we met in 2005, and we are both union stagehands. So we met at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts in Anchorage.
Were either of you from Anchorage?
I was living in Anchorage, and you were kind of, no, not really. Okay. Yeah,
passing
I was
through.
Living in Anchorage, but I was moving away.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just arriving.
And you were doing what there? When you say stagehands,
well,
what were you working on? Is there a big theater there?
There's a huge theater with a big building, a performing arts center, and there's four theaters. And we were working on the traveling Broadway show of Cats.
Oh.
She was an electrician, and I was a... No,
this is interesting, though, because what I saw you creating now are all kinds of animals, but they're the zodiac animals, and it turns out you started out working on Cats. How long ago was that?
That was
ish.
Around 2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not even going to fast forward, but moving forward, where do you live now, Carrie?
I moved away from Alaska, and I live in British Columbia on a beautiful little island on the north end of Vancouver Island in a small town called Alert Bay.
Alert Bay, good. And how about you?
I still spend time in Alaska, and I recently, in 2011, I bought a house in New Orleans, which I have, and go and visit down there and work some of the festivals in the spring and kind of do sort of a migratory...
Are you a freelance, basically?
I'm a freelance stagehand. I try to migrate, you know, to all the fabulous places and all the toasts of the capital cities of all the exotic places in the world and go and try and make magic wherever we go.
Well, thank you for being here in Astoria, Oregon, because you are definitely making magic in that space. And folks, this is the opening will be part of Art Walk, so that is tomorrow evening. And I highly urge you to get over there because Robin and Carrie will both be there. And they just keeps coming out of them. So can you sort of tell us what it is, what your conception, or this is radio, so people can't see it right now. How would you tell them what's at that
Well, it's the, basically, this is not the first time we've done the Chinese horoscope. The first time we did it was in Alaska with Arctic animals. And then this time we're doing it with animals of the Northwest. And next year we plan on doing one down in New Orleans with the animals of the South.
Oh, how wonderful.
And just mix it up
and you
find all the parallels and really pull all of those amazing kind of reminiscent sort of cyclical cyclical, examples that tie everything together. For instance, here in Astoria, for the year of the rat in Chinese, in the Chinese horoscope, which is what, you know, their traditional rat here, we've decided.
It's the first one in the
horoscope. It's the first one in the horoscope. We've decided to use the otter.
We've transposed the whole zodiac.
Yes.
So in you're the monkey.
Yes.
Yes.
And so that's the year of the black bear.
Here.
Yeah.
And the black bear, you showed me that black bear too. That is a beautiful piece. I see. I didn't quite get that you have transposed and
all of them.
Right.
And we're both the year of the sheep. And right now we're currently in the year of the moose still, because until the until
February 19th, I think,
February 18th is the new moon, the second new moon after winter solstice. And so at that point, then we will transition into the year of the doll sheep.
Wow.
Which is also in Chinese, the sheep or the goat.
Mm-hmm. And there's an ancient legend that goes along with the Chinese horoscope, which Kari has revised, and she will read tomorrow her interpretation of this wonderful dance of the skies and the animals and the big race that happened many, many moons ago to sort of have this sort of story that evolved. And that's kind of our goal, is to tell the story, to be whimsical, to recycle and reuse just all of the magic that we can do.
Recycling, reusing, repurposing the legends, and you're also the material you're using.
It's both the concept and the construction is both recycled, and the whole idea of the cycles, the phases of the moon and the phases of the year. And this is a really important time, because in China, for us anyway, in the Chinese zodiac, once you've had 5 of the 12 cycles, because there's 12 animals in the zodiac.
And it takes 12 years to get through it.
Mm-hmm. So once you've gone through 5 years, it's a really big deal. And so this is Robinson. We're both the year of the doll sheep, and this is our 5th cycle through.
And even though our voices sound incredibly sexy, we're kind of old now. But we still have some vim and vigor. And we just want all you people that are getting the wrong idea to just to understand that if you're lucky enough to survive as long as we have, that there's something much, much greater to look forward to in so many different ways. And that's kind of what we represent, I think, a lot.
So you can hear from this, not just these sexy voices and stories, but also the enthusiasm for life. And that's what I felt when I opened the door. And it was just so at Gala, Hip Fish, and it was just so alive and so rich. And I just wanted to spend a lot more time there, which I will. But
good.
Now, this
is
yes. Oh, of course.
Yeah. We also, because we were in Astoria, we've also transposed the 12 animals from the Chinese into Northwest animals, starting with the otter, ending with the seal on the 12th one. And we've also transposed them into Finnish.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, our Finnish connection.
That's our Finnish connection here.
We're not finished till we're finished.
Yeah.
Well, I wondered, you know, there they are in Gala, which means fish, which is Dinah Urel's establishment. And so you know that it's all Finnish. And I thought, how did this happen? But that's it. You knew about the strong Finnish culture here, so you pulled that in, too. Now, are you relating to the Fisher poets at all, too?
I'm a Fisher poet this year for the second year.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Because
of Alaska.
God.
She's good, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so are you sticking around then until the end of the month?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is fabulous, folks. Yeah. All right. Now we know.
But I want to say one thing, too.
Yes.
I want to do a shout-out to Dinah for letting us have the show at Gala, and just really thanking her for believing in us and giving us a chance.
Yeah.
And we've had quite a couple of days. I mean, we've gone up and down and all around. And I want to do a shout-out to Janine and Uriah Holsey for hosting us and being so great and helping me over and over again throughout my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's
and all
New
the
Orleans
great people of Astoria.
That's
and
great.
I love this town so much.
That's great.
And I hope that all my people will come out and
so you're listening to Robin Roseman, so watch for her at Fisher Poets as well. Carrie, you're leaving us?
No, I'm You're here stick for around the whole too. Time. Yes.
This is wonderful. Okay, folks, so once you go in there and you start experiencing... Oh, one last thing. Tomorrow night, you're going to do something Valentine-y, too. I saw them, some beautiful pieces up
yes,
there.
What do we have a Valentine wall done in the Finnish style, and we're hoping that people will come to the gala opening. And
The Gala opening.
And if you would like, you can... add a Valentine to the wall because
Beautiful.
We'll have the facilities to do that. A very simple one, but we would love for encourage everybody to be a part of that.
Wonderful.
And we're also going to read the story. Kari will read the story. Dinah is going to do an interpretive dance of the oil slick, which was the cover of Hip Fish
this
month.
Oil spill oil
the
slick.
The oil spill. I'm sorry. Okay. The yeah. oil spill.
I couldn't figure
oil
out
slick.
What that was. Yes.
And then I will do a song and, you know, try and tell a couple of jokes.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to have some other musicians.
This is going to be great. So, yes, and I understand John Coleman is coming, too, sort of a comedic.
Yes, John's coming.
And you never know what else he's going to do.
Good.
So this is,
know.
Okay, so the performance is after 7, and then there's going to be a dance party after 9.
Wow.
So come on over, folks. And thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank you. That's Carrie Glass and Robin Rosemond.
Thank you.
Going to be at Gala tomorrow evening. I've got one more artist from the Art Walk. He'll be in as well, and also Kim. So let's play some music from Aaron Larche Kaplan, who is going to be playing at the Coaster on Saturday, tomorrow, for Valentine's. And then also he's doing something tonight at the Darren Orange's space, gorgeous space. So. Okay, folks, stay tuned. Listening to music from Aaron Larche Kaplan, and you can hear more of that live on tomorrow at the Coaster at 436-1242 or tonight at Darren's. And right now I have another artist who is showing opening tomorrow night, and he is Dan Pillars. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you doing, Carol?
Good. And I, you know, I have to admit, I was surprised. You're a big man, and your work is so. It looks. I didn't get to see it in person, but I looked at the photos, and it's so elegant and delicate. I wasn't expecting you, but on the other hand, it's a lot of heavy work because you're working in. Well, you tell folks what you're doing.
I work with largely salvaged materials. So I work with repurposed architectural remnants, bits and pieces of broken furniture, different things like that.
But people would never see. I just said how elegant it all was, right? And then you said broken furniture, and it's true. It's true. Right. Everything we're saying is true.
Right. And what I do is I take the various different carved elements of old pieces of furniture and break them down into their essence, and then reassemble them with other pieces that were never meant to be together, and create pieces of art that tell a story.
And you also etch in glass, is that true?
Right. I do etch in glass. I use recycled glass as well, and etch images as well as words in the glass. And then that's spotted with lights, and the etching creates a shadow play, which creates another layer to the piece of art.
Now, are the lights internal or?
No, it's an external light.
Right. Okay, but I read something, let's see. Okay, building around a feeling induced by commonly used words and phrases. And I wondered if you can tell us what you meant by that.
Well,
with a cynical wit and a kind heart. I like that part.
You like that?
Yeah.
Well, I work with, I've been accused of being a wordsmith. I work with words that we, sometimes words that are make you really uncomfortable, and words that I can't say on the radio, some of them.
Oh.
I play with words and use them to sort of heighten our awareness of how words are used. Rather than shying away from the word itself, I use them directly so that people can sort of identify with them. But I also look at the double meanings of words.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I play with a bundle of sticks a lot.
You know, I didn't mention the name of the show is Sticks and Stones.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the show is Sticks and Stones, and I play with childhood rhymes and stuff like Sticks and Stones can break your bones.
Yeah.
But I also sort of look at the sort of kinder, gentler things that I learned as a child, of things of do unto others as you would have others do unto you, and that sort of thing. And I mix and match those together. So when you're looking at the Sticks and Stones, it's like, okay, now how do I respond to that word that came at me, you know.
Well, it's quite complex. I can see that one would want to spend time on each piece because they're beautiful. The found object and furniture, but the way you've put it together from a distance, one would not know. They look almost like tall, elegant, almost alive.
They do have a certain essence of life to them. Mm-hmm. And when I work with the materials that I use very little manipulation of the patina of them. I don't use very much stain or varnishes and that sort of stuff. Instead, I use wood that's already been pre-varnished and pre-stained, mm-hmm. and then I incorporate the colors and the feel to that. That helps people sort of relate to them on a personal level. They walk in and say, I'm familiar with this.
Mm-hmm.
But then as they look a little closer, they're like, oh, but it's not quite. Oh, it is familiar. But no, it's not. Yeah, it is. Back and forth.
Dan, have you been working in the arts for a long time?
I don't remember not making art, to be honest. As a child, I hung out with my grandmother who taught me how to use recycled materials.
Nice.
And also taught me the importance of words. She was the one who, you know, used a lot of those words with me to sort of teach me those things. But I've been working in this medium as an adult for about 2 or 3 decades.
Okay. Have you ever been like a teacher or a counselor or any of that kind of stuff?
I have worked in, well, I was a youth counselor when I was younger with the YMCA. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I worked with that. And I've also worked with organizations around AIDS stuff where mm-hmm. I've been worked with sort of emotions and feelings mm-hmm. with that.
Yeah, I'm feeling that very strongly. I've never met you before, but just listening to you and having looked at your work, I'm feeling like this is using art to its utmost purpose, because you're really you're really working with the emotions, with communication, and it's...
Well, the art to me that speaks the strongest is art that tells a story, mm-hmm. is something that is pulled from someone's personal experiences. And I find that sort of art to me is the most powerful, and it's, it's the most pure in a lot of ways.
Well, it works.
Thank you
so much. Where are you from?
Portland? I'm originally from Portland.
Okay. And you live there now?
And I live there now,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Dan Pillars, Sticks and Stones at River Sea Gallery, which is right on Commercial. And this is part of Art Walk. And both of these galleries, by the way, that we just discussed, Gala and River Sea, also have nudes. The Nudes Downtown, that are the exhibit that's made to link up with the fabulous show up at the college, Nudes in the 21st Century, Au Naturel. And I'm really glad you came in, and I'm really glad you're here.
Thank you for having me in.
Thank you
great.
So much.
Thank you.
Okay. And about those words that Dan was saying, if you want to hear them out loud, no, I can't say them on the radio either, but you can come tomorrow at 2 o'clock or Sunday at 2 o'clock to the Performing Arts Center, and I assure you, you'll hear all those. Well, no, only 4 of the 7 words we're not allowed to say on the radio for Starbright and Vine, which is a benefit for the Performing Arts Center. I just want to give you a quickie on what else is happening tomorrow night. George Wilson is opening tomorrow night at Imogen. He'll be my guest during Fisher Poets. And Old Town Framing has artist nudes, Tempo nudes, and Carol Smith's photos and more. And Denise Reed is going to sing during the... during the opening. Rats and Company, Dave McMacken, Luminary Arts, Diane Jackson, one of the co-owners now, put up collages. She did daily art. Every day she made a collage. So there's 365 collages on the walls. Well, they may not all be up, but they were wonderful. I happened to stop in yesterday and I was having a grand time. Darren Orange is at 1421A Commercial. That's the Astor Hotel. And tomorrow night, Roger Hayes and Derek Eklund are going to be playing with him tonight as Aaron. And Tom's Boutique has Jeff Daly, pictures of the Merwin Hotel. Merwin Hotel, you might ask? Yes, folks, that's the hotel that may be saved, and the Astoria Library may be going somewhere else instead. So lots going on. And talking about saving old buildings, there's a group of people in town called the Partners for the Pack who have been trying to do that for many years. And as I said, tomorrow and Sunday are benefits. But tonight, this very night, you can capture some incredible music and a wonderful concert. And that is with my next guests. And it is music and dance and very alive. So I have here in the studio with me... and you're hearing the music behind my voice. Oh, there it goes. So that is Kim Angelis, and that is from her album. I think that's Odyssey, isn't it?
It's The Prophecy.
The Prophecy, that's right. Okay, well... Kim has like 7 or 8 albums out now. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes. Okay. And Kim Angelis is well known in this community. I think I'm going to have to take the music down, though. I just wanted to give you a taste of it. It's quite wonderful. And you can hear drums on it, which is good because we have a percussionist right here in the studio. And Kim, why don't you introduce our percussionist?
We're so delighted to have with us David Reese, who is making his Astoria debut on percussion. And there's a really neat story as to how David happens to be here, if you'd like to hear it, because it involves you.
Well, I didn't even remember this. We only have about some, if you want to give a quickie on
okay.
that, but we mostly want to hear about the concert.
All
Hi,
right.
David.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, a couple of years ago, you, Carol, sent me an email with a video link to YouTube about some Turkish musicians in Portland, and I really liked the percussionist, so I wrote his name down.
Wow.
And I didn't have the guts to contact him. I really didn't. And then Jessamine saw him play live and said he's fantastic with all capital letters.
Wow.
So then I decided I would contact him.
And here he is. See, this is how we work here in this town. Isn't that fantastic? So is this your first time in Astoria, though? No.
No, I've been here a few times.
Yeah.
I live in Portland. So.
Yes, you're close enough.
Yeah.
So tell us, and as I said, I just want to tell you right up front, folks, Kim and her husband Yosef have been romancing the pack for how many years?
The first one was 10 years ago. We've skipped 2 years, so this is the 8th.
But 10 years ago, they decided on their own to donate their talents and time and energy to try to promote and save the Performing Arts Center. It's on 16th and Franklin. It's owned by the college, but college had to cut it loose financially, and so we're trying to keep it going. And you and we are the beneficiaries because a performance like this is happening. So tell us what tomorrow night's performance is going to be.
It's tonight's.
Oh, I'm good. What did I say tomorrow? Oh, my God. You can see there's too much going on. Tonight.
It's tonight.
It's Friday the 13th. That's my problem. Okay, tell us.
Well, it is for the pack, and if you haven't been there, it would be a great time to experience a fabulous venue, and if you have, I know that you already love the place. And rehearsing there yesterday reminded me of how much I love that venue.
Mm.
It is such a great asset to this community. And so we are honored and just really behind trying to keep the pack alive and well. And every penny counts in this situation, as the lease that the partners have to pay is very, very steep.
Yeah. So what are you going to do tomorrow night? And what is David? David, what are you going to... Did you get to rehearse with them?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, we had a rehearsal. They sent me the music ahead of time, too.
Okay, so. That's helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, this it's very nice of them.
Yeah. Since it's original music.
Yeah, yeah.
And you play with Turkish. What else?
Well, in Portland, I have a band called Ritim Exotic, which is the Turkish spelling of exotic rhythm. And we do primarily Egyptian and Turkish music, mostly with belly dancers.
Oh, so that's going to be part of tomorrow night as well, isn't
well,
it?
Well, tonight.
It's Friday the 13th, Gremlin.
Yes, we are going to have a couple of dancers with us tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, and but we're not performing Egyptian or Turkish music. We're performing all of Kim's music.
All of Kim's original music.
Really
how has that
lot of
been?
Fun.
Yeah, how is that? I was going to...
Oh, it's wondering. Great. Yeah, I was just saying outside that it's really nice to be able to take the skills that I have from one genre and adapt them and make them work in something completely different like this.
What are you going to be playing? What drums are you using?
I use the main drum is called darbuka in Turkey, or Egyptian tabla.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so it's a double?
It's a single drum. And it's
okay.
a goblet shaped drum.
Okay.
And in America, people call it dumbek a lot of times.
Yeah.
Oh, you have one. Yeah, you did it right there. You looked good. And then also a frame drum, which is one of the oldest instruments. It's just a simple wooden frame with a skin stretched over it.
Wow.
Yeah, and those are the two mostly that I'm playing this evening.
So Kim sends you her music and you put it on and you say, this is totally different, or yes, it's different, and yet it's got that kind of sound to it that you can relate to easily.
Yeah, sure. Well, they asked me to play, you know, specifically on the dance pieces or more upbeat pieces. So in a lot of cases, the rhythm, rhythmic aspect is indicated. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, there's percussion on your recordings as well,
yeah.
Kim. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's something to work with there.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah, just
well,
kind of
it's wonderful.
It.
Wonderful mm-hmm. to have you here.
It is.
So now, do you have any new pieces that you're doing or not?
Yes, I'm going to attempt.
Yes.
Skydive out of an airplane tonight.
Well, you always do give us something new. It's very
yes.
exciting. So, yeah.
I have. Well, I was going to play a new violin concerto in its entirety, but then I read this really wonderful article in the Hip Fish. Thank you, Dinah, very much. And it mentions the Astoria Waltz.
Yes.
And I did not include the Astoria Waltz in the program. And after reading that article, I thought, oh, I'm crazy to not include
yes,
it.
Yes, I agree, because so I love that piece.
I made
That's
a little
great.
Change,
okay.
put the Astoria Waltz in, and made the concerto a little shorter. Mm-hmm. But there will be new music for people to hear, and I'm really excited about one of them called Eagles. Mm. Varian Parham has mm-hmm. choreographed the most beautiful dance. She's part Native American, and so she's gone with that aspect of Eagles, and it's going to be,
wow.
I can't watch her because it makes me want to cry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to, when I play, I can't
okay.
look at her. And then Jessamine Grace will be dancing wildly,
mm-hmm.
and Varian will also be doing some upbeat
right.
dancing.
And just come and watch, because Kim usually ends up dancing around the stage as well. You can't keep her still. Thank
she was
you.
At rehearsal.
Yeah, yeah, you see what she does. She just is, it's part of her being.
Yes,
thank
it is.
You so much for coming. Thank you so much for giving this gift to our community and to all the communities. And David, you too. Thanks for being part of this celebration.
Pleasure.
So, right. so that is
you.
Tonight, folks. Tonight. And the time is 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
And so you have, you have 3 hours, no problem. 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. That's 16th and Franklin. You can get your tickets at the door, and you will definitely enjoy the performance. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Kim Angeles and David Reese.